With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. All Montanans aged 16 and up will be eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine starting tomorrow as the state steps into phase two of its vaccine distribution plan. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Governor Greg Gianforte says he plans to receive his first dose Thursday in Lewis and Clark County.
I do know that as we've been administering these vaccines, infections have gone down, hospitalizations have gone down. We have not seen any severe complications from these vaccines. And I look forward to getting, as the English say, my jab tomorrow.
The vaccine is available by appointment through county public health departments and some pharmacies. You can search for available appointments on vaccinefinder.org. Gianforte says the state will receive more than 41,000 first doses this week. More doses are coming into the state through the Indian Health Service, Veterans Affairs, and the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program. Gianforte and state officials, when asked, did not say if there's any specific goal to obtain herd immunity statewide. Roughly 18% of Montanans are fully immunized, according to state data. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Governor Greg Gianforte this week lifted restrictions on the number of staff pharmacists can oversee in an effort to speed up the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Aaron Bolton reports.
Logan Tinson is the chair of the Montana Pharmacy Association's board of directors and says a pharmacist can oversee four technicians at one time. He says Gianforte's order will lift that restriction only for technicians working on either administering COVID vaccines or doing administrative work related to vaccines, like signing up people for appointments.
So what this does is allow all hands on deck to help ensure we can get more people in and moving through to get vaccines in arms.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services declined to say how many COVID-19 vaccines are flowing directly to Montana pharmacies through the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program. State health officials say they were made aware of nearly 11,500 vaccines that were shipped to the 144 pharmacies participating in the program this week. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A measure that would prohibit state and local law enforcement officials in Montana from enforcing federal bans on firearms, ammunition, and magazines is nearing passage in the state legislature. The bill is expected to receive a vote for a final time this week before heading to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. Glacier National Park is implementing a ticketed entry system for visitors wanting to use going to the Sun Road between West Glacier and St. Mary from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. This summer, officials anticipate one of the park's busiest seasons ever. The proposed entry fee would cost $2 and will be available at recreation.gov starting April 29th. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.